My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and of course, maybe just get an earful of really good information. Information that could be life-altering, life-changing, life-preserving, and sometimes maybe just feel a little bit better in our own skin. I think a lot of times today we are looking for huge miracles that happen overnight. And we're looking for the magic wand so we could just kind of wave it and, you know, or an app that's going to change our life completely. And, you know, there is some hard work that is actually part of this process. And you don't get to just, you know, kind of do things just because you want them to happen doesn't mean that they're going to. There's going to be changes that come in and they're going to have to be looking at things a little bit differently because we didn't get to where we are heading down a healthy direction. Most of the time, we've got to where we are because of the fact that we weren't paying attention, or we were too busy, or life got in the way, or, you know, maybe we just didn't care at the time. But it doesn't mean that we can't turn it around and head in a healthier direction. Every day here on the show, we talk about the good stuff. We talk about the relevant topics for today's world. We talk about the things that we can do to make our life better and healthier and more vibrant and more energetic and more focused. All I can say is put yourself into that healthy arena and really start looking at things a little bit differently. And once you do, you'll see that it's worth the time. It's worth the effort. And if you have to shake up the apple cart a little bit, it's all right. But I want to make sure that we talk about the topics that are really, really important here. And, you know, sometimes it's hard for us to talk about the things that we know we should be doing. But, you know, once the conversation and the dialogue begins, I think it just kind of pours out and we kind of let our walls come down a little bit. And then we start realizing that we really do need some help. If you can't tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows, they're podcasts, they're archived, and they're all on my webpage every day, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the on-demand podcast when it's convenient for you. And that's a good thing, especially when you have a schedule that's crazy and you're really, really busy. What you can do is follow my Facebook page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and every morning I post the topic of the show. If it's a day when you can listen, that's great. If it's a day that you can't listen and it's something that you want to hear, that's when those podcasts come in handy. And then you can tune it in, listen to it when you have time and when it fits on your schedule. So, you know, I love technology. It's really making our learning and our education process much better and giving us finally some flexibility in the learning process and that's not so rigid. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They are not only Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, but, you know, they've been around a long time. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. When you go to Stay Healthy, you learn things that you probably won't learn somewhere else because you get that hands-on support and help in a full-service environment that is very, very difficult to deal with. And all I can say is try doing the one thing that you can do that really makes life a little bit better. I'll tell you what we're going to do is my guest is having a little trouble calling in. We're going to jump right to our quick breaks, get him in, and then we'll have a straight all the way through. So let us go right to the break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with my guest, Dr. Darren Starkey, today. Stay tuned. Don't go away. It's going to be a good one. It's on minerals and the heat. You don't want to miss it.
feel better, have more energy, and be healthier, then you need HGH Complete. HGH Complete is a scientifically proven formula that will help you recover faster, repair damaged tissue, and help slow down the aging process. Human growth hormone is produced in our bodies and is responsible for the aging process, tissue growth, and repair. However, by age 61, HGH levels decline as much as 80%. HGH Complete can increase your levels naturally and protect cells against free radical damage. HGH Complete is designed to reduce body fat, accelerate and increase lean body mass, regulate sleep patterns, reduce stress and anxiety, enhance libido, and increase performance and energy. HGH Complete contains clinical doses of ingredients, true pharmaceutical grade, which means it works. HGH Complete is 100% natural with no known side effects. Discover the fountain of youth in a bottle and start feeling better today. HGH Complete, available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho in Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, it looks like we are going to be all lined up and ready to go. I'm so excited to have my guest here today. Remember, stay healthy. Every time I talk about a product or a company and I have my great guest here, everything I talk about is always available at Stay Healthy. I'm really, really particular about who I talk to. And if you've been listening to me for 37 years, many of you have been with me since the very beginning, you know that I've been around long enough that I'm real choosy about who I talk about. So any line that I talk about, Stay Healthy has the same mentality about quality and integrity. So head over to Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're there Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And of course, you got to give them a thumbs up on Facebook. That's how you stay connected to the store so you know what's going on at the store as well as what's going on in the world around you as it relates to your great health. Well, today, Dr. Darren Starkey is with us, and, you know, not a second too soon because we're a little bit warm in our weather out here. A little background of my amazing guest. Dr. Darren Starkey is a board-certified naturopathic physician and a member of the American Alternative Medical Association. For the past 27 years, he's been working for Trace Minerals Research. He is currently the director of training and lectures extensively throughout the United States. He is considered an expert in the field of trace mineral balance and deficiency, and as a naturopath has specialized his learning and education to focus on the role of trace minerals within the body. While he is an advocate for good nutrition, he believes that good nutrition starts in the soil and that much of the world's soil today has been depleted of the necessary elements that ensure that proper nutrition is coming our way with every bite and everything that we drink, but it's not. His ability to relate his understanding of trace minerals to others to help enlighten those both within the field as well as the general public on the building blocks of a healthy diet is his passion. Dr. Starkey strives to expand the public's knowledge on trace minerals and throughout his career has done many radio programs that have focused on this area of expertise. We're lucky and blessed to have him here with us every single month. Help me welcome my guest, Dr. Darren Starkey. Hello there.
Hello, sir. How are you?
We need you. It's hot.
Oh, my goodness. I've been watching the... Of course, I do this only because when I think it's hot here in Virginia, all I have to do is turn my attention to Vegas or to Nevada in any parts, and it's amazing that you can live there during this time of year.
Well, you know, the nice thing is we're not going to break 100 degrees today, so we're having a cooling trend, so we've got to get out the winter clothes.
If it doesn't break into the triple digits, it's a cooling down process. Huh?
Until tomorrow. You know, the funny thing is, it's just the funniest thing. I've lived here for such a long time, and every year, the same people that I know will say, was it this hot last year? And I would say, yeah. And then when it cools down toward the December months, they'd always say, I don't remember it being this chilly out here. And I'm like, really? You know, we have a really short memory as far as heat is concerned and cold.
Sure. We do the same thing with weather out here. You know, it won't rain for a week, and we'll say it's so dry. I can't believe how dry it is. And then when it starts to rain, it's like, I wish it'd quit raining. We just can't afford any more rain, and it's like, please, people. We just have to adjust and adapt and maintain, and I think that's a part of what you've done for the past 40 years of your life is helping individuals understand how to maintain.
Well, and you know what? And realize that you as an individual today are not going to change the heat and the calendar index and the heat index that's going on around you. So how can we, like you said, how can we protect our own selves and do things that are different? I'm doing a long water fast right now. And of course, I'm making sure that, I mean, I'm putting the concentrated trace minerals in my water all day long, you know, and making sure because, I mean, I'm still doing, I worked out in the heat the other day, trimming trees and hauling things to the dump. I mean, I was outside for about 8 hours and I was out in the heat and there's no way I could have made it without those trace minerals in my water.
Right.
No way.
I think we say that oftentimes, Jeff. I mean, were we designed to live on bottled, filtered, distilled RO water?
No.
We, you know, we've had this conversation in the past where we were designed to live on groundwater, spring water, creek water, river water. I know how you were raised. You were raised out of the hose. And yet, you know, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to go to your local creek or river lately. And if you have, did you have a desire to dip a cup and say, there's my minerals for the day? Because ultimately, what are we doing with the water that we trust? We're removing everything out of it. You know, trying to remove as much of the bad as we can, but we're also removing all those elements as well. So for you to go through a water fast, you, of course, that's the perfect understanding that you have, is that you have to replenish and replace those trace minerals along with those electrolytes to help keep that water functioning the way it's intended for your body.
Well, you know, the other thing is, you know, we... I grew up in a part of the country where, you know, you drank out. We used to go to the parks that were right around there, and many of the parks had these huge, they were actually metal things coming out of the ground, and they had little spouts on them, and there was just water coming out of there, and we drank that. And the water never tasted better than it did there. And, you know, it's funny. I posted this on Facebook, but you'll love this. I was down at my corrals the other day, and I was drinking out of the hose. And the water's nice and cold, so I mean, I'm fine. And one of my members down there came up to me and she says, I can't believe you're drinking out of the hose. And I said, why? She said, I would never drink water from the hose. And I said, really? She goes, no. And I said, do you have a lot of filters on your water at home? And she goes, no. And I said, do you have a water system in your house? And she goes, no. I said, so you just have local, regular Las Vegas water? And she goes, yes. And I said, you drink from the tap in your kitchen, your faucets? And she goes, yes. I said, you're drinking the same water that I'm drinking out of this hose. And she was like, no, I'm not. And I said, yeah. I said, they don't have a little deviator down there that says this line goes to hoses. And she was just absolutely mortified and had absolutely no idea, because I think she just associated the hose with an inferior water. Now, I have systems at my house and, you know, I have purification systems. But if I'm down there, I don't care. It's wet. It's cold. It's good.
Right. And I think that ultimately in that situation where you take that, you know, with your water bottle and putting those minerals, that concentrate trace mineral drops back in, I believe that that creates that whole balance that our bodies need in order to function the way that we're intended, especially, you know, and again, you don't get to see your breath very often in Nevada, do you?
No.
In any part of Nevada. When do you ever get to see, well, again, especially around the Las Vegas and that area, do you ever get to see your breath during the wintertime?
Of course.
Okay. So, when we see our breaths, we know it's very cool outside, right? Mm-hmm. But we're losing between 2.5 to 3 cups of body fluid a day just by breathing. And, of course, during the wintertime, we can see that breath coming out. Whether you can see it or not, guess what? Jeff, when's the last time you quit breathing since you left your mother's womb?
Never.
Right? That'd be a really cool story because you're here to tell it. But I think that with that respiration, perspiration, urination, defecation on a daily basis, if we're not replenishing and replacing these trace minerals on a daily basis and these electrolytes, guess what? Your body has to compensate. And that's where I think that, especially in these extreme conditions that we're finding some of our nation under, that if we're not replenishing and replacing, remember, it's coming from somewhere, and that's from within. You know, it's coming from your cells, your tissues, your organs, and eventually your bone if necessary, just to maintain that balance of the blood on a daily basis.
You know, as much as I talk about trace minerals, it seems like the time of the year, and I posted this morning, you know, that people become a believer in minerals is in the summer. And many of them become year-round believers and users and consumers because it starts to make sense that it's not just the heat that causes the need for minerals. It's just living that we need it. It's just more visible when you're, you know, physically dehydrating and experiencing the signs of dehydration, even though we experience them every day all year long, like you mentioned.
Right.
But in the summer, it's visible.
And, of course, when we're hot, we want to drink. But when we're cold, we stop drinking. That doesn't mean that we don't need that, you know, that extra fluid daily. But I absolutely agree with you. I think we face more dehydration issues during the winter time than we ever do during the summertime. But they can't calculate that, or we can't regulate that whole perspective until we have a crisis in the middle of summer. And we end up in an emergency room because we, you know, we think we have the flu, mm-hmm. when in fact we're completely dehydrated.
You know, I have a friend that is whose wife is a urologist in Los Angeles, and we had this conversation many, many years ago, and she says, I see more urinary tract, bladder, kidney, stomach problems, bowel impactions, dried up skin problems that you see, flare-ups of eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis in the winter because people stop drinking water. And she said, as much as I try to tell them to do it, their thing is, well, I'm not thirsty.
Right.
I said, well, when you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated. You do it before you're thirsty. And she said, but in this winter, she goes, my schedule is four times the norm in the winter because of dehydration.
Absolutely. You know, that's the key piece is when we're hot, we want to drink. I would say, again, and we'll be having this conversation in, you know, November, December, and January when it's not hot. But at this point, this is when I love for these individuals that are extremely, you know, hot, and they're drinking added fluid, to pay very close attention to their overall well-being, not just the way that, you know, whether or not they're having a spasm or a twitch or a cramp, but I would say overall from head to toe, skin, you know, toning of the skin, all the different, you know, mental clarity, why we're hydrating ourselves properly. And I would say, I hope that you're, you know, keeping those notes so that when we go in, you know, that transition time, when we go into the cold, you'll be able to take those same, you know, as we look back in how we felt during the summer, why can't we feel the same during the winter? And I hope that we can take some notes right now while we're reaching for those electrolytes.
You know, it's interesting. Yesterday, I was probably at 300 ounces of water at this point in the day yesterday. And, you know, and I got busy and I was doing some stuff, and then I had a lot of paperwork and computer work to do, and all of a sudden I got an amazing leg cramp, and it was just like I literally jumped up, and it was really, really bad. And I realized that most of the water I drank yesterday, I didn't put my minerals in. It was sitting right there, and I just, you know, was drinking the water and forgot to add it to those bottles. And, you know, I thought to myself, this just shows us how naked our water really is. It's wet, and it's moisturizing, and it's hydrating.
Right.
But, you know, it doesn't come dressed for the ball, if you will.
I love when people say, you know, when we put these minerals in, it makes our water wetter, mm-hmm. right? Kind of an odd, you know, it's hard to hear that because it doesn't really, we have to think about that for a minute. But I would say to those that, you know, that are drinking, and again, keep drinking water, please. Nothing, you know, we've talked about this before, where 90% of your blood is water, 85% of your brain, 75% of your tissue, and 30% of your skeletal is water. That should be our number one supplement daily, because we're just not drinking enough. But I would say to the listeners today that by remineralizing that water, we truly make that water usable to the body. And using that water, of course, the water is a catalyst, but we have to transport these minerals to where that body needs them on a daily basis, because we're just not getting enough in our diets.
You know, I got smart yesterday at the end of the day when I had my waters, and I have them, you know, I try to drink out of metal as much as I can. And, you know, so I had a couple of big bottles already ready for me, and I went ahead and I added all my minerals to the ones that were already cooling down, you know, ahead of time. And now I've just decided that as I fill them and put them in the refrigerator or in my cooler with me, that I just add them as I'm filling, because that way it's done.
Right. And honestly, Jeff, I mean, most of our supplement takers take everything at breakfast. And they're done for the day.
Right.
And I would say to those individuals, do you stop breathing after breakfast? Or do you stop, you know, perspiring after breakfast? And oftentimes, I know, because I know what your schedule's like, whether it be physically exhausting or emotionally or mentally exhausting, I think that there's so many different variables and pulls on our electrolytes on a daily basis that if we're not putting them in all day long, your body's going to give you a pretty good indicator, and it's going to bounce you out of your chair just like you did. And even when you have the knowledge that you have, Jeff, it's those reminders that our body gives us to say, you know what, I need your help.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I think a lot of people just get one of the things that, you know, the heat in the summer, and, you know, and I watch people when we're out, and, you know, some people tolerate the heat, some people don't. I know that if I'm out in the heat and I stay out there and I cover up my head and I have my sunglasses on and I'm working and doing things outside, as long as I'm outside, I'm okay. But if I go in and I chill down my body and cool my body all the way down, going back out is miserable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, no matter how much water I'm drinking. But, I mean, the thing is, I think people run to the cool, and then when they have to go back up again, it's that huge change in body temperature, I think, that really wears us out.
Oh, I agree with you. I think that when you look at every body process, and, I mean, again, it is so... The more we learn about this amazing machine that we're responsible for on a daily basis, the more mind-numbing it becomes to the magnitude of what our bodies are capable of without, you know, sourcing without being able to replenish. I mean, we're some amazing adaptable, it's amazing that we even survive on a daily basis.
No, very
because
true.
we forget about ourselves. I mean, I'm talking to those, you know, those parents that, you know, they wake up with really good intentions, but by the time they take care of their family all day, they oftentimes forget about themselves. And it's not until they're brushing their teeth saying, I need to do better to take care of me, and guess what? They get up and they repeat the same thing they did the day before. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to put that balance back in, because if we're not making that effort, Jeff, and we could write a book on this as far as what we're feeding our bodies that have no balance to that electrolyte or trace mineral, you know, for our bodies on a daily basis. And I'm not saying that it's completely void, but I think that we have to put that added emphasis back in, and we have to make that effort, just like you do. You know you better than anybody, so you know you have to, you know, while you're filling up those bottles, you have to put it in there because mm-hmm. you might get busy.
Absolutely. And I'm the first one to say that, you know, I see something shiny, I'm going to lose my focus. You know, so, I mean, I know me, you know, and I
right.
know how I get. So I have to remember that, you know, so, I mean, because I'm focusing on 50 different things at once. That's just me. So a little bit of organization and just one extra step, you know, before you put it in the refrigerator, you add it to it, then you put the top on and put it in the refrigerator.
It becomes a habit, right?
Absolutely.
And if you forget that habit, it's amazing to me, Jeff, how fast we fall back into those unhealthy ruts and how long it takes us to dig ourselves back out when we stop doing the basics.
I got to tell you a funny story. I was at one of the grocery stores the other day, and I was coming out, and I was putting my cart away, and there was a lady there, and she had, like, her four kids with her, and they all had water bottles. And she says, okay, now let's fill up our water bottles before we hit the road. And, you know, so they opened up, and I was like, well, they're full. And so everybody drank a big drink, and she gave each one of them a packet, and they were opening up and putting the powder inside. And, of course, each one was changing in a different color. And I figured it was just Kool-Aid, and I walked by, and she was using the power packs. And I looked at her, and I said, I said, Power Packs, Trace Minerals Research. And she goes, oh, these are so, so good. And she said, she goes, I heard about these on the radio a couple years ago, and we've been using them ever since. We take them when we travel. We're driving to California, so each of the kids gets their own flavor. And I said, yeah. I said, you heard about that locally? And she goes, oh, yeah. She goes, I listened to a show here locally. And I said, well, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. And she just looked at me, and I walked away, and she goes, are you Jeff? And I said, yeah. And she goes, oh, my goodness. She said, this is so funny. So we talked for a couple minutes, and I found out that she'd been shopping at Stay Healthy for a long time, and she'd been listening to the show. And she says, she goes, I tell everybody about these. She goes, I have friends that work where I work. She works in a cubicle floor where everybody has one of those little 8x8 cubicles with a desk in it. And she said, so many people end up getting cramped in there because they're working and working. They don't get up. They don't walk. They don't drink. They drink coffees and sodas. And she says, I have a bowl on my desk full of these. And people come by, will just, you know, take one once in a while. And other people will buy them and replenish it. But they know they can come to my desk and get one of these packets and turn their water into something that they'll enjoy. And I just thought that was the coolest thing. And all their kids were like all under 10. And they all had their big bottles. And they were just loving it like it was Kool-Aid.
You know, and to me, that's what gives me my warm fuzzies is when I see a family using the product, and of course, we know the results of those products, and that truly is why we're involved, isn't it, Jeff?
Mm-hmm. I love it. You know, I wonder, when was it that you first came out with those power packs? Because it just made such good sense to make them taste good.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, and this is where it gets a little... I've lost track of time, but I know that we're looking at probably now 20 years.
Wow.
And of course, with that, you know, we have multiple flavors, 14 different flavors. And if you can't find a flavor that meets your taste preference in those 14, you know, let us know. Write to us. Send word through Jeff or, you know, to the company, and we'll do our homework. And if that's something that we get enough demand on, we're gonna introduce another flavor. But I think that ultimately, Jeff, you know, of course, it's a delivery process that's convenient. You know, because that's an important word in our society today. Is it's got to be convenient. You know, just like I know you for a fact. I've heard it for years. Since we've been working together, that, you know, when you're on a plane, you don't just take for yourself. You take for multiple, you know, anybody that's willing to listen. You've got a packet in your pocket or in your backpack that you're sharing with everybody on the plane that's willing to listen. And I do the exact same thing, you know, so it's been quite fascinating over the years is that, you know, you can put them in a purse and a diaper bag and a pocket, a backpack, a briefcase, a suitcase. You know, they can travel anywhere you need them to travel and have them conveniently available. And like I said, it pays for itself when you're in, you know, when you're in that moment when you know you need it most. They're a simple rip of the top, dump it into a little bit of water, and you're good to go.
You know, one of the things that I've always enjoyed is learning how much people depend on their palates to make the decision for them. And our palates have gotten very, very strong. They've got very opinionated. They have their own sense of power within the body. And I was talking with some people a while back, and they were looking at me like I had three heads and four eyes in each head. And I said, okay, think of this. I said, have you ever had a craving for something that was really strong? And I went around and asked them. They said, yeah. And I said, what? And they said, ice cream. And the other one said, chocolate. And the other one said, pizza. And they kept going around. I said, how strong was the craving? And they said, well, pretty strong. And I said, did you satisfy the craving? A couple of them said, yeah, I went out and got what I wanted, and I felt better. And then I felt guilty. And I said, okay. And I said, what about the rest of you? And they said, no, not that day, but I kept thinking about it every single day. Until I finally went out and had a slice of pizza or had a candy bar or had some ice cream or had a milkshake or whatever it was, because that's our palates. That's how strong our palates are.
Yep.
And no matter how many good things you think you're doing and making dietary changes, if your palate is not comfortably stimulated and enhanced and happy, your palate will tell your brain, we don't want this. We want what we had before. We don't care about the quality. We don't care about if it's good for us or not. We like it because it tastes good.
It tastes good.
And our palates are that strong. So when these kind of things come about and you're dealing with a group of people that are not water drinkers, for whatever reason, they're just like curling their nose up and rolling their eyes at water, and you can make their water taste like something like this, and you bring them a glass of this with ice cubes, and they're like, oh, this is so good. If that's what we have to do to fool the palate, if that's what we have to do, you know, to fool our mind a little bit, then that's what we do, and that's what you've done.
And, you know, we do have, with that being stated, you know, of course, there's the next book that you should be writing, How We Overcome Our Palate. But if I've addressed one thing, Jeff, in the past 28 years with Trace Minerals Research, it's the number one, you know, our number one complaint with our concentrated trace mineral drops is the taste. There's no sugar. There's no additives. There's no preservatives. There's no sweet. It is just pure 100% concentrated trace minerals. And that's been our biggest challenge, is to how to overcome. And of course, that concept, the apple a day that kept the doctor away. It's not what the apple tastes like. It's what the apple once offered. And that's what I believe is applicable to these products. But at the same time, that, you know, to be able to share a power pack with an individual is so much easier because of that taste preference than it is to help them understand the importance of trace minerals because of its, you know, its strong taste. So if you figure that out, Jeff, if you come up with a way that we can help. Now, we've put it into tablets. Both the power, you know, the power packs are also in a tableted format. We've got it in a liquid format that has no, you know, again, no flavoring added. So we want to make sure that to the consumer listening, no matter where they're at in their, whether it be a workout regimen, whether it be their lifestyle, whether it be, I mean, regardless of where they're at in their life, we want these products to be able to benefit and reach out, and they're capable of addressing it with their whatever health barometer they're, you know, making their decisions by. We want these trace mineral products to be available to you at that, at that level that you're at. So please reach out to Stay Healthy. There are some amazing delivery processes that we've come up with that will make your decisions a lot easier.
You want to know one of the best ways that I have found that, and I think most people that have heard this have done this, is putting them in a popsicle making kit.
Sure.
You know, because if you are making popsicles, and it's so nice to do this in the summer because it's inexpensive, and you buy the popsicle kits with the sticks, and you put in your favorite juice or whatever you want, or lemonade or whatever, and you just add it right then. And you add it right in, and as they're enjoying their popsicles, they're getting electrolytes. And they're not going to just set the popsicle down. They're going to eat the popsicle. And they're not going to drink part of it and say, oh, I don't want the popsicle. They're going to eat the popsicle. And because the palate is happy, the trace minerals come along for the ride like the caboose on a train.
That's right.
I mean, they're coming along. And this is a great way to be able to do this. And, you know, I have a friend, and she has one of those machines that makes grated ice on a cone.
Absolutely.
So she makes those. And then the flavorings, you know, she'll put her trace mineral drops right on top of the ice and then use the flavoring over the top. She says, they don't know what they're getting. I know what they're getting. And she goes, if they're out in the back in the pool, they're having two or three of these when they're out in the pool to keep them cool. I know they're getting trace minerals. They think they're just getting a snow cone.
And, you know, I love nurturers in all, you know, of course, we have those consumers that just give me what I need to take and I'll take it because they're in a crisis. But I love those nurturers who go through the, you know, will make the effort to make sure that what they're doing for their family is more, in, you know, might be enjoyable, just like you said, but it's also, you know, puts that nurturing and that nourishment back in as they're enjoying it. Because I don't know of too many things out there right now, Jeff. It seems like the things that taste the very best to us are usually the very worst for us. And the things that taste the very worst are usually the very best. But in this case, I would agree with you. This is an awesome opportunity for all you know, for children alike of all ages, whether we're dealing with our aging parents or our youngest child, there's some wonderful ways that we can get that balance back into them.
Do you carry a little bottle with the trace minerals with you on the plane?
Everywhere I go.
Me too. Okay.
Everywhere I go, and especially when I'm traveling overseas, Jeff, I'm amazed at how much my body needs in those long flights or those long days as compared to what I need on a daily basis in the office.
You know, I just, it's a step that you don't want to miss once you've seen the benefit of that step.
Right.
And once you notice how much better you can feel, I had a friend call me the other day, and she said, how much of the trace minerals can I use? She goes, I've been cramping up. She goes, I let myself get dehydrated. So I told her how much to use per glass, and she said, am I going to get a loose stool? And I said, there's a possibility, I said, because you're so far depleted. I said, but I would keep it going. I mean, she was having a hard time getting her pulse rate down. She was severely dehydrated and let herself go. And it took her a while, and she called me back a couple hours later, and she goes, okay, I'm fine. She goes, everything kind of settled down. Her hands stopped cramping, and her cheeks stopped twitching. I mean, she had really let herself run down. And somebody just chimed in along the same line. She goes, you know, it's important to kind of keep an eye on, you know, what we're doing every day because it gets away from us. And it's true, it does.
Oh, absolutely. I think that, again, we get so busy, and again, you know, And I know that sometimes as consumers we beat ourselves up because we do have the knowledge, we know how to take care of this, but you know, we run ourselves into the ground sometimes because we get busy, and that's just a part of life. But I love what you said again, Jeff, is that you get into a regimen that as we prepare, you know, for each day, we start doing our prep work. These products should be a wonderful part of that prep that's very convenient, very easy to use, and once you realize how to use them, no one in your family should know that what you're doing to help benefit their health.
No, I agree 100%. And the other thing is, and this is something that I'd like to recommend, if you have older people in your family or you have older friends that live alone, one of the best things you could get them would be a box of the Power Packs. Because when people live alone and they're by themselves, they don't drink the fluids that they should. Many of them, and it's a really good idea during the heat to go check in on people that you know that are older. Sometimes they skip meals. Sometimes they're trying to save money. They don't run their air conditioner. They don't run the fans. They're dehydrating in their condos, apartments, and homes. And, you know, checking in will let you know how they're doing. But if you drop off a box of those Power Packs to them and tell them to have a couple a day, at least you're getting a little bit of a comfort of an insurance policy that they're doing kind of the right thing. So if you have people that are out there, you know, pick up an extra box of the Power Packs, drop them off to them, and, you know, just tell them how good they are, and, you know, and have them do a couple of them a day, and then check in on them, make sure they're getting enough water. Because, you know, we don't think about it when we're younger, and we definitely don't think about it as much as we should when we're by ourselves and we're older.
No, great point. I don't know about you, Jeff, but I would much rather put that balance back into myself than paying for a bill at a visit at a location that we could, you know, help keep ourselves from going if we just put in that proper, you know, just a couple of steps. I love the equation of half your body weight in ounces of water daily. So take your body weight, divide it in half, and put that into ounces. That should be a minimum. But at least it gives you some type of equation to work with, and then put those electrolytes and until we're, some of us have to go through a crisis to understand it. But I would say for those that don't have the time or the money to waste, what a wonderful preventative to be able to put that into your knowledge and your bank, and keep what we should be in our bank instead of going to other unnecessary experiences that I believe for pennies on the dollar we can stop from happening.
You know, I have a friend, and she took her kids over to the water park. We have a couple water parks out here, and she said, you know, if I make up a big thing of lemonade, and she goes, and she went to one of the water parks where they allow you to take things in, and the other one, they don't. You have to buy everything there. So she finally got there, and she said, they wouldn't let her take in the big cooler because you have to buy your waters and stuff there. She said, okay, I get that. She said, but I'll tell you what saved us were the power packs. She goes, because I knew that no matter what beverage we bought there, I could add those to that, and the kids will enjoy the flavor. And I mean, I get it. You know, they want you to buy all everything
sure.
there. So,
sure.
But, you know, they couldn't say no to her bringing in the power pack. So I thought that was great. She turned the water, made the water wetter and better. So good thing.
And of course, when we can hear a mother that's supporting an entire, you know, not just her own family, but those that she's responsible to watch at the water park, it sure brings peace of mind, especially at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that 100%. Let me ask you one quick question. You know, because you travel around a lot, do you feel that the way water is looked at here in this country, because a lot of people understand, they get it, they know they should be doing more and all that stuff. Do people treat water with respect around the world? Or is everybody like, ugh, water?
No, that's a great question. You know, I would say that when we're outside this nation's boundaries, Jeff, I think that we here in our nation take water for granted every single day.
Okay.
When I travel to, you know, these different parts of the world, I am amazed that, you know, one of their number one concerns that they wake up with and they go to bed with is, where am I going to get clean water? And so I think that, again, I think we take it for granted here in this nation.
Okay.
We have so much available to us. Again, here's another opportunity that we have to talk about the different types of water, waters that are available to us as in our societies. You know, whether we buy them from a health food store or a water store or the grocery store, you know, I was once there was an individual that I'll never forget. She posed a question at me and said, how do you feel about, you know, when you Americans spend a lot, take for granted the minute they flush their toilets, because we would drink the water from those toilets in America. We understand that your water is so much cleaner than what we have available. How do you feel when you flush the toilet? And, you know, I never thought about it. I never thought about that once until it was brought to my attention that that's the way that they think, is that we would drink, you know, out of your toilets, because your water and your toilets are so much cleaner than what we have available to us on a daily basis. And it put perspective into it, Jeff. I mean, and yet at the same time, I think we take it for granted, and we don't drink it like we should, and we don't even think about it, because there's so much more available to us in this, you know, in this society, as compared to what's, you know, what they're looking for outside our society.
You know, someone just chimed in and she said, is there any problem with using the trace minerals every day? Do we ever have to take a break from them, or can we continue to use them on a daily basis?
Well, I think that the answer to there, and I don't mean this, you know, when do we ever stop breathing, right?
Mm-hmm.
When do we ever stop perspiring? When do we ever stop? I mean, I think that there's more that goes into this. But again, the very foods that we should be eating, the very water that we should be drinking, the very air that we breathe should have this balance in it. So I would say don't stop your body needs, and it's in a constant state of need because of what we're feeding ourselves and what we're drinking and what we're doing to ourselves today.
Yeah, I think I agree with that too. And you know, the thing is, you know, when you make a change that is noticeable. And, you know, I have a lot of friends that exercise extensively, and so many of them will tell me all the stuff that they're doing and their vitamins that they're using and their probiotics and all that. And I said, that's great. I said, but what are you taking to replenish your muscles, and what are you doing for your muscle skeletal system and your electrolytes? And a lot of them will say, yo, I'm drinking this sports drink and this. And I said, I'll tell you what. I said, you know, you've been doing the sports drink for a long time. Let's try something different for 1 month and humor me. So we'll talk to them about the trace minerals and the power packs and have them go to Stay Healthy and pick them up. Some of them like the tablets, you know, and I'll say, try these for your month as your minerals. And at the end of the month, I've never, ever had one of them that didn't say, oh, my goodness, I feel better. My muscles feel better. I work out longer. I'm not as tired. I sleep better. You know, I don't get cramping. My muscles are not sore, you know, and it's just amazing the difference. And even though they were doing all this really, really good stuff.
Right.
You know, it was a situation where they just had to maybe do things a little bit differently. And they were overjoyed. You couldn't shut them up. They right. loved it.
Well, I think that oftentimes, Jeff, and correct me if I'm wrong in my thought process here, but, you know, there are some amazing nutrients out there available to us today. And sometimes it's very decorative. It's almost like, it's like, I don't know about you, but I'd much rather have my foundation secure before I start to, you know, fill my house full of decorations, because you and I both know if that foundation cracks or crumbles, it really doesn't matter what we build with or what we decorate yeah. with. It's all coming down, right?
That's right. That's right.
And to me, that's where these trace minerals and these electrolytes truly play their value, is that's the fundamental, basic, foundational, you know, nutrition that sometimes we overlook, or we assume that what we're taking already, because we're taking a multivitamin, that it has everything we need anyway. Mm-hmm. And I would just want to correct that thought, that, you know, do your homework, find out if your supplementation is, you know, focused on those trace minerals and added electrolytes, and find out if what you're doing, just like you said, could be adjusted just a little bit for an amazing response in the end. That, again, don't stop doing what you're doing. Just educate on that basic foundational thought, and make sure that you're putting it in on a daily basis. Because remember, our bodies cannot synthesize these elements. They have to be delivered daily. And if we're not delivering them, again, the body has to rob them.
You know, I think that one of the things that I have learned is that we have to get back to basics.
Yes.
And we have to make sure that what we are doing is that we are standing and pushing ourselves to the front on the basics, because we get so wrapped up in the bells and the whistles. And don't get me wrong, I love bells and whistles,
sure.
You know, and I love all the elaborate things that I take every day. Sometimes I look at my counter and I'm just like, oh, Jeffrey. And but you know what? There's one area of my counter where I have my solid cement foundation.
Yep.
Because like you mentioned, you know, if you don't have a solid foundation and you don't have a good cement reinforced with rebar and everything, you can't build walls that stand up.
Right.
Because if you just put a wall up, it's going to fall down if it has nothing to attach to. And we get so wrapped up as people. It's just the way we are. In the newest, flashiest, you know, the reddest, the ripest, the newest smartphone, you know, the newest fad, the newest whatever's going around. And the basics, they're just sitting back there waiting, saying, you'll be back. And we always have to go back. And usually we're going back as we're trying to get back to where we were before we got so far off track. And I think that having minerals in your system allow you to be able to be more positive, more healthy, more centered, more balanced, stronger, more relaxed when you need it, more energetic when you need it, and you allow your body to give its recovery. Because our biggest problems today is our circulatory, our nervous, our skeletal, and our muscle system. That's where almost all of our problems come from. And minerals, you know, will preclude a healthier diet if we just put them into our lifestyle.
And if we took it back, and I love everything that you just said, and I absolutely agree, and I think that we all understand that if we lived in a perfect world, which I don't know, I mean, I don't know where perfection is, because we've gone a long ways from that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we were eating, you know, if we were supporting ourselves from the very soils in which we live and live upon, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. There would be no need for it.
I understand.
And yet at the same time, I think that, again, going back to the basics, this gives us that knowledge, that piece of the puzzle, that, you know, that And all we need is a piece, right? We just need one piece to be added to a lot of what we're already doing to help the activation, regulation, and balance of it. And again, I appreciate your passion for what you've done for so many years and given us the opportunity to have a voice out there to help them understand that this is just one piece of this puzzle.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being here today. It's always a pleasure and very, very timely because we're a little crispy outside. So I hope you'll take the time to stay with us, keep spreading the good word. And I'll look forward to talking to you next month because next month it'll be Deja Vu August.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Be well, my friend. Take care.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
My guest today, Dr. Darren Starkey, representing Trace Minerals Research. Their products are always available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day. You know, getting your water in is important. Turning your water into something better, wetter, and more substantial for our bodies is really important. Keep in mind the concentrated trace mineral drops. I use them every single day. Keep in mind the power packs. They are phenomenal. So many flavors. Was there 14 different flavors now? Think about making some popsicles for the kids or for yourself in the summer. How about getting electrolytes while you're enjoying a great tasting popsicle? Or using some of the snow cones and putting your flavoring, but adding some trace minerals to that as well. Or just having a big old pitcher of power packs and trace minerals in the refrigerator, and every time you drink, you're getting something amazing for your body. Your body will tell you when there's a problem. Your body will yell at you when it needs minerals, or you'll cramp up, or your heart will start racing, or you'll start having skipping heartbeats, or you'll get really tired, or fatigued, or irritable, or cranky, and just plain wrung out and exhausted. Don't do that. This is something we can control. It's hot. It's going to be hot. It's the desert. And no matter where you are, I'm sure you're sweating now because I got a lot of East Coast listeners. Boy, you're getting the heat. You're getting your rear ends kicked out there. We're used to it, but you've also got all the humidity as well. Hydrate. Do not dehydrate. Don't just drink water. Turn your water into something more substantial. You will feel better than you have in a very, very long time. And you know what? Get to your store if you're out on the East Coast. Get some Trace Minerals Research, concentrated trace minerals. Pick up some of the power packs. Carry them with you. Out here, go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because they carry everything every single day. I send you to Stay Healthy because I want you to be able to have a dialogue with people that understand, can talk, are educated, and have great information and wonderful experience to share with you. You're not going to throw them a curve. You're not going to throw them a question that they've never dealt with. And even if it's a topic that may be embarrassing to talk about, you're going to feel great comfort with them as they help you kind of steer yourself in a healthier direction. It's a fully packed store with the best of the best, great prices, high integrity, quality products every day with the most knowledgeable staff. You're going to feel amazing that you're going to Stay Healthy now. And you'll be wondering, why haven't I gone there before? Well, it doesn't matter. We're looking forward, moving forward with people that can help to keep you healthy. Because no matter what you're doing and what you achieve and how much money you put in the bank and how many accolades you have behind your name, if your health goes, you have nothing. Make sure that your health is sound and your foundation is incredible. Go to Stay Healthy and let them help you head in the right direction. Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Give them a thumbs up on Facebook. Stay connected with them. Their posts are awesome, and you'll learn a lot from their posts every single day. Visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, for great information. You can do a little homework and a little bit of self-educating at their webpage. It's well worth the time. And above and beyond that, remember, they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. This is Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and I thank you very much for being here today. I love talking with Darren Starkey about minerals. I think it's important. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, every single one of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived every day, and they're on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Remember, it's hot. Don't forget to hydrate. Take care of yourself. Be well. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.